This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Milky Monday, we examine the current recovery in milk prices and recap last week's Dairy Livestream program from Hordes Magazine with managing editor Corey Geiger, who talks about it with Lee Milky. Lee?
Corey, your Dairy Livestream last Wednesday examined the quick recovery in milk prices. We saw a record high block cheese price on Tuesday, but it plunged 23 cents the next day. We're recording this before the week ended, but share with us what your panel of dairy economists had to say.
Fragile, brittle. Those are two words that came up during Dairy Livestream. Mark Stevenson from the University of Wisconsin-Madison had this quote: "This is all untested waters. COVID-19 has done everything from dragging us down to the bottom and now giving us elation when it comes to milk prices. I don't think we're done with this volatility. I think it's a fragile high." And what he was referring to, and you know, as we speak here, you've noted the cheese price shifts, and they're all over the place. But world prices in Oceania, which is the leading export region, New Zealand and Australia, cheese prices are in the $1.70 range. And even with the 23-cent drop during that program on Wednesday, we're still at $2.58 per pound, which is well above the world price. We did a poll question. What do you think is most responsible for the current milk prices? Reduced milk supply, restaurant orders, and filling up of food pipelines, or USDA's Farmers to Families Food Box program? We had unprecedented spending in that program here, over $600 million in June, and that's demanding a lot of cheese. So those were some of the takes that our team had during our Dairy Livestream program, Lee.
Which of those variables did most people think were the biggest cause of the increase?
Interestingly, it was almost equally split in the poll question here with a couple hundred people responding. So reduced milk supply, restaurant orders, and Farmers to Families Food Box program was the leader, but only by about 3 or 4 percentage points. But Andy Novakovic commented on that, and he said, "At the end of the day, changes in production, to me, have a lot more potent impact on prices, and our ability to not get carried away with production is going to be a lot more potent in maintaining higher milk prices."
Yes, and as these high milk prices send the wrong signal, we'll wait and see what dairy farmers do with them. Corey Geiger, managing editor of Hordes Dairyman magazine.
Thanks, Lee. We've been reporting and updating on the CFAP, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, but there may be more assistance coming yet this summer. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford.
There's conversation about another bill dealing with coronavirus that would be the end of July. That is not set in stone yet. We're still tracking through for the next month what happens in the economy, how we do with reopening, how we do with new cases at this point, and what that causes in the economy. So there are still a lot of questions on exactly what that would be. But instead of being a large-scale distribution like it was last time, it would be more targeted.
He says the House already passed a new round of aid in the HEROES Act, but that bill is a non-starter in the Senate.
The HEROES Act at $3 trillion and all that's in it with additional things that are not even COVID-19 related, it was a non-starter in the Senate. So the Senate will really work to be able to put a bipartisan bill together from the Senate perspective and be able to send it to the House. Because everything that's done now with a Democrat House and a Republican Senate has to be bipartisan in the process. So the best place to debate that and bring it is in the Senate, where everything has to be bipartisan at the beginning. So if it can pass the Senate, we believe it can also pass the House.
That's Oklahoma Senator James Lankford.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
The landscape of media has changed, and people are more skeptical than ever about where they get their news and information. While major news outlets show decreasing credibility, your local farm radio station still shows strong marks. In a recent survey, farmers rated information from their farm broadcasters as almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Farm radio continues to be transparent, honest, and trustworthy. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Join us tomorrow for our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.